Yesterday, Kash Patel was confirmed as our new FBI director, causing the entire Democrat establishment to completely freak out because, well, this is the kind of thinking that goes on in Kash's mind.
The other thing that I put in the book that I recommended the boss to do hits on this. We need a 24/7 declassification office.
Yes.
Rolling papers out 24/7. And not just like JFK.
Ticker tape.
And not just 9/11, you're talking to the guy that's read the whole 9/11 report and those 7 pages that people talk about.
But which still doesn't even begin to reach beyond the tip of the iceberg. Just reference Operation Northwoods for their blueprint, but you're not supposed to talk about that.
But I believe, as like the guy who's an intel guy who believes wholeheartedly in the classified system of information, I believe that it has been overabused by these corrupt officials in government to hide the truth and enact more corrupt activities.
And there already is a task force headed up by Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna to declassify or supposedly declassify the JFK files and maybe, or so they say, although I still am highly doubtful, the Epstein client list. But the Jeffrey Epstein client list gets a little more complicated because his operation was closely intertwined with a certain foreign intelligence agency, Mossad, that you're not supposed to talk about. And so even if our government was planning on releasing the client list, then the foreign intelligence agency based out of the country that you're not supposed to criticize ever, or you'll be called an anti-Semite, would then step in and use their blackmail operations in order to stop the release of many of those names. With Kash getting approved, this means 4 to 5 of President Trump's key nominations fell into place, with the exception of Matt Gaetz being nominated for attorney general, who then withdrew his name after a lot of drama. And that may have just been a head fake. There's a lot of backstory going on with that, but Pete Hegseth, approved. Kash, approved. Tulsi Gabbard, head of national intelligence, approved. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., head of Health and Human Services Department. We're going to make fat shaming great again. I mean, make America healthy again. Fat shaming, in many instances, is wrong and inappropriate. But fat jokes, we do have to make great again. The Democrats in the Senate tried to do everything they could to derail all of Trump's nominations, and they were particularly upset about Kash because it's such a powerful position. Here is Democrat Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut complaining that Kash was selling his own merch.
This is his logo. K$H.
Yeah.
He's a brand. He says all these things because he believes them, but also because it makes him a hero.
Yes, speaking the truth in America does make one a hero these days, especially since your party has been determined to snuff it out.
To the gullible conspiracy theorists inside MAGA, he uses them. He sells stuff to them. Sweatshirts, T-shirts, lapel pins.
Oh.
K$H.
Yeah, but what about MARKDICE.com? My online store, which you should check out to get your Libertarian mug or any of my designs. Of course, all available in a T-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie. Or click the link in the description below. But nobody is perhaps more concerned about this than Congressman Adam Schiff, who's running for California Senate, by the way, who was on the January 6th committee. Although he personally has nothing to worry about because, you may recall, he was given one of those magical preemptive pardons by Joe Biden that makes him above the law for any and all crimes that he may have committed, known and unknown, over the last decade.
This is someone we cannot trust. This is someone who lacks the character to do this job, someone who lacks the integrity to do this job. We know that. Our Republican colleagues know that. The only qualification Kash Patel has to be FBI director is that when everyone else in the first Trump administration said, no, I won't do that, that crosses moral, ethical, and legal lines.
No, that was when the Republican Party were a bunch of cowards and were actually afraid to use the levers of government to get what we want.
Kash Patel said, sign me up.
Yes. Meanwhile, the liberal lunatics continue to hit the streets, although in rather small numbers, to complain about DOGE cutting the fat in our government and saving our tax dollars. That's nice. But get a load of this carbon-based life form.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
You are hearing that correctly. They, them, energy. Power to the they, thems.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
Oh, no. What are we going to do now, guys? The they, thems are coming for Elon. This is them dragging an effigy of Elon in prison garb. They're at the end of a noose, by the way. And they say that the Trump supporters are, of course, the violent ones. In a sane society, which we are far from at this point, the Democrat Party would shun these people, but instead, they really are still the face of their movement.
Charlie's, oh my gosh, here I am at the protest of 5051. It is so exciting to be down here with so many people, fighting the good fight and doing the good things, darlings. We have to get to the streets, make our voices heard, and don't forget, darlings, while you're doing it, stay gorgeous.
These carbon-based life forms are literally protesting, cutting waste, fraud, and abuse in our government, like the nearly $10 billion that California alone wasted on healthcare for illegal aliens in 1 year alone. Although, sadly, this isn't going to get stopped by DOGE because this is outside of DOGE's authority. So not only do we have waste, fraud, and abuse within the federal government, but the communist-controlled states like California are also largely to blame. President Trump has floated the idea of giving Americans tax refunds based off of the amount of money that DOGE saves us. And of course, the Democrats are very upset about that. Here's Jasmine Crockett, the ratchet garden tool.
Now, President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from DOGE back to Americans as kind of a dividend. Would you support that?
Listen, he's just telling a lie. He's not the one that had anything to do with the $1,200 refunds that people had during the midst of COVID that was done by a Democratic House.
I'm sorry, lady. The question wasn't about free money during the lockdowns from COVID. It was about whether or not you support refunding the money back to the American people that we save from stopping the wasteful spending through DOGE.
So no, we are not in the business of giving out money. And honestly, I don't know what $5,000 will do for you.
What's a measly $5,000 to us little peons when members of Congress are able to rake in tens of millions with their insider trading and other corrupt business dealings? Then Elon Musk busted out a chainsaw yesterday at the opening of CPAC in Washington, D.C., symbolic of cutting the wasteful spending, which was given to him by the president of Argentina, Javier Milei.
I have a question for you.
There it is. Yes. Absolutely fantastic. Afuera! Things are getting so weird that HBO's John Oliver, their late-night comedian, ironically made the case for Donald Trump doing a fantastic job during his first 30 days in office again.
Incredibly, it has been less than a month since Trump's inauguration, but it already feels like an eternity. In just the past 4 weeks, he's pardoned or commuted the sentences of January 6th rioters, withdrew the US from both the Paris Accords and the WHO, issued an executive order trying to undo birthright citizenship, blamed the fatal DC plane crash on DEI, renamed the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, responded to fires in LA County by releasing billions of gallons of water to California's Central Valley 150 miles away, replaced a four-star general with the host of Fox and Friends as Secretary of Defense, and announced 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico.
A genius move which caused both Canada and Mexico within about 24 hours to cave. Give President Trump exactly what he wanted. And you may want a Libertarian mug from my online store, markdice.com, which comes in three different sizes, although still not big enough to capture all of them that are flowing. Or the classic Sarno Vacancy, Deport Them All shirts. Hey, War is a Racket shirt, the Teflon Don shirt, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.